The Book of Enoch dates back to the 3rd or 4th century BC. Prior to the discovery of the Dead Sea Scrolls, this book was known only in its Ethiopic translation. The Ethiopic version is divided into 5 books, each composed at a different time: the Book of Watchers, the Similitudes of Enoch, the Astronomical Book of Enoch, the Dream Book of Enoch, and the Epistle of Enoch. With the exception of the Similitudes of Enoch, copies of all these books were found in the Quandrum Caves. Copies of another composition associated with Enoch, the Book of Giants, were also discovered among the Dead Sea Scrolls. The Book of Enoch expounds on many mysteries not explained in the Bible. For example, the story of the Nephilim in the Book of Genesis is obscure, but in the Book of Enoch it goes into great detail about what transpired long ago. The book substantiates but also differs in teaching from the canonized scriptures of the Bible. The Book of Enoch has similarities to the following New Testament books: the Book of Revelation, Jude, Luke, 2 Peter, and other epistles. The Book of Enoch was written before these books, and it has been suggested that the writers of the New Testament used the book as a resource or considered it to be authoritative doctrine. The text was accepted by Irenaeus, Tertullian, Clement of Alexandria, and much of the early church. The Old Testament prophets, Daniel, Isaiah, and Ezekiel, contain many parallels to the Book of Enoch. There are also many similarities between Greek mythology and the Book of Enoch. According to the Book of Genesis, Enoch lived 365 years. It states, "Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him." In other words, Enoch did not die. The New Testament book of Hebrews confirms this story. By faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death, and he was not found, because God had taken him, and that he pleased God. In the Epistle of Jude, the author quotes directly from the Book of Enoch, giving credence to the belief that the Book of Enoch is an inspired text. "Now Enoch, the seventh from Adam, prophesied about these men also, saying, Behold, the Lord comes with 10,000s of his saints, to judge everyone, and to convict all of them of all the ungodly acts they have committed in their ungodliness, and of all the defiant words ungodly sinners have spoken against him." The Ethiopian Church has canonized the Book of Enoch along with the Book of Jubilees. In the Book of Sirach, a deuterocanonical book commonly found in Catholic Bibles, there are references to Enoch as well. William Blake, the famous English poet, drew sketches of depictions for the Book of Enoch. One picture has Enoch in the midst of the holy angels. Enoch and the Watchers is a musical based on the oldest section of the book, the Book of the Watchers. Although there is no love story included in the original tale, the author added into the script to make the story more relevant to the modern audience. He came up with the idea as he was watching a Cirque du Soleil performance in Las Vegas. He had recently been reading the Book of Enoch and saw a love scene unfold on stage. One of the performers came down from the ropes at the top of the stage and swept a beautiful maiden off her feet. He thought maybe that was the motive for some of the Watchers' fall. These angels were willing to violate God's order for the sake of love. In an interview, the composer elaborated on his inspiration, stating, "I had a vision from God while I was high on a weed at a Vegas show. There were angels descending from the heavens upon the stage. They were barbaric beasts. The Watchers' heads looked like rams, but they were shaped like men. They were muscular and beautiful. I could barely look upon them because they were so magnificent. At one point during the performance, I thought I was going to have to leave because the vision was so astronomical. But I stayed in my seat until the curtains were drawn." Afterwards, the author wrote the script to Enoch and the Watchers. He spent years in the studio recording the music, but with the help of friends and like-minded individuals, he was able to complete the project. Enoch and the Watchers was released, and the rest is history.